then the wagon would always be hauled by one or?
Most of the time, two.
Two horses.
Of course, if it was just one, they would have shafts, but when you had two, you had a ton, and then they'd single trees.
Did you ever use mules or always?
I never did ride a mule. We never did have a mule. We had horses.
Horses. Uh-huh. And?
We had horses and cows and pigs and ducks and guineas. And my mother made her own rice soap for a long time. We built a hopper. Did you ever hear of a hopper? Of course, we had a fireplace in every room. And we took the ashes and they built a little thing. It was just about a 4 or 5 foot square. And it had a little top on it. And then it had a little something to come out the end. And as it rained, and I think you would pour something over that. And the pure lye would drip out of that. And then you'd make soap by using grease and this lye. And you made your own lye soap. That is before soap was, you know, came to us in packages like they do now.
Would you use that for all purposes?
Use it for washing. All of the rough wash. And of course, way back, we didn't have any. We made our own clothes. And there was no stubble, anything here.
I see.
Except the holes and things like that, you know.
Would you use the that lye soap on your face?
No.
Would not?
No, wind.
It was very strong.
It was strong, but it was good in washing quilts, and everybody had quilts then instead of blankets. So.
Do you happen to remember, to get back to horse and buggy, the different calls that would be made to get the horse to go and to stop and to go right, to go left, or over there?
Well, they'd say whoa and haw and gee, and I don't know what haw and gee means, but that's what they
those
would
calls,
call
it. How would they get the horse to go?
Get up. Giddy up.
Giddy up. That, by the way, is what...
And kind of slap the bridle.
This is something that no book would tell anyone. And that's the pronunciation of that word. Now, kind of get up or giddy up.
Get up, I guess, but I was thinking about that giddy up, boy, on that song, you know, get up, just...
But actually, you would say...
Get up.
Get up. And
we had, my sister dated a man from the north that came down here once, and he was a salesman, so he didn't have any rig in. They wanted to go someplace. So they used our horse and buggy. And she hadn't told him what to say, you know. So he took the lines. And sometimes they'd call them bridle and sometimes lines. So he took the bridle and said, he slapped and said, "All right, start." And he said two or three things, and he just tickled the rest of us to death. But he didn't know, of course.
Those expressions must have been quite different all over the country.